praise the Lord.
感谢主。
You know the Bible says that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord.
圣经告诉我们万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So on the service, what happened was that in Flushing, the hotel
Sheraton,
and again they had no rooms available. Therefore, the saints from Flushing will meet together with the saints here. So that's a wonderful thing that we can have this blending together.
所以表面看来好像这个旅馆它这一周没有给我们有聚会的场地，所以弗拉逊的弟兄姊妹必须来在这里，但是我们能够在这里有美好的相调。
Amen. Therefore, I hope that not only in the meeting we enjoy the Lord together, and also outside of the meeting, and we should have more blending among the saints.
所以我希望不仅在聚会里我们能够一起的聚会，在聚会之外我们也能够有与弟兄姊妹有一同更多的相调。
You know that this week for all the meetings, all the saints, we are reviewing Ephesians chapter 5 and also the first 9 verses of chapter 6, because those 9 verses they are related to chapter 5.
这一周在所有的聚会里我们是来复习以弗所书五章以及以弗所书六章的前九节，这九节是和以弗所书五章有极大的关联。
Both yesterday and today, I try very hard to choose some of the most important verses from chapter 5, because I know we have side-by-side translation, it will take a lot of time. And so I try to pick up some more important verses. But eventually, I gave up, because the more I read this chapter, the more I realized every verse is necessary. We could not delete any verse.
昨天还今天，我因着今天我知道聚会有同步翻译的原因，我想在第五章选一些比较重要的经节来交通，但是我越早我就最后我放弃了，因为每一节都是非常的重要。
You know that the book of Ephesians has six chapters, and the first three chapters, God used Paul to reveal to us the different aspects concerning the church, and the second six chapters, again, God used Paul to give us or to bring us into the practical side.
我们知道以弗所书有六章，在前三章保罗要把我们带进，让我们看见教会的各方面。那在后三章，保罗试着要把我们带进一个对教会实际的经历。
Therefore, the concerning the second half. In other words, Paul want all of us to enter into the church life and also to live a kind of living that is for the church life.
保罗要把我们带进这样的负担，就是我们看见教会的生活，也为着教会生活有一个实际的日常生活。
Now in chapter 4, you can see Paul already mentioned four things.
在以弗所书四章，我们已经看见保罗提到了四件事。
And in other words, what kind of living should we live? First of all, we have to keep the oneness of the Spirit.
我们该有怎么样的生活呢？第一，我们必须持守那灵的一。
And the second, yes, that the first one is chapter 4, verse 2 to verse 6.
第一点是在以弗所书四章二到六节。
And then the second point is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. That in that verse, it talks about that we have to grow up into him in all things who is the head, Christ.
第二点是在以弗所书四章十五节，我们要在凡事上长到元首基督里面。
And the third thing is in verse 20, that is we need to learn Christ.
那第三点是在二十节，我们要学基督。
And the fourth thing is we have to put off our old man and put on the new man.
第四点，我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And we have covered these in the past, so we will not cover it again today. So now we come to chapter 5.
我们在过去提到这些点，所以今天我们就不重复。现在我们来到以弗所书第五章。
And in chapter 5, the first verse, if you have Bible, let us declare this first verse together.
我们一起来读五章一节。
Be therefore imitators of God and beloved children.
所以你们要效法神，好像蒙爱的儿女一样。
And for this verse, I'm afraid the Chinese-speaking saints will not appreciate that much.
我恐怕这一节说中文的弟兄姊妹可能不太容易了解。
And but for the English-speaking, you know that this verse is a very strong word. In other words, Paul used is in a imperative words.
但在英文这个语法上是很加强的，保罗是几乎用命令式的口吻来讲这一节。
So actually, this verse is a command.
这一节是一个命令。
And what command? What's a commandment?
什么样的命令呢？
That is that we need to be imitators of God.
我们要效法神，好像蒙爱的儿女一样。
And if you just only read this, did not really get into this verse, then you will say, how could I do this?
如果光读这一节的前半，我怎么效法神？我怎么能做得到呢？
And how could we be the imitators of God?
我们如何来效法神呢？
And so don't worry. Actually, this is a very glorious verse.
不要担心，其实这一节是非常荣耀的一节。
With the unbelievers, it can never carry out.
对于不信的人来说，这是不可能的事。
And but we praise the Lord that we are God's beloved children.
但是感谢主，我们是神蒙爱的儿女。
Because we are God's children, therefore we all have God's divine life and the divine nature.
因为我们是神的儿女，所以我们有神圣的生命和神圣的性情。
So when Paul commands us to be imitators of God, he does not want us to try to imitate God according to our own life.
所以当保罗命令我们来效法神的时候，他并不是要我们在天然的生命里来效法神。
Because we can never do that.
因为我们做不到。
But we praise the Lord.
但是我们赞美主。
I believe most of us here, we have believed in the Lord Jesus, and we have received Jesus as our Savior, and at the time we are regenerated, and we have received God's life and also God's nature.
我相信我们这里大多数的人都已经接受主做救主，接受主做我们的生命，我们也重生成为神的儿女了。
So therefore, in verse 1, we thank the Lord that the first half it says, therefore, be imitator of God. But this verse did not stop here. It continued to say, as beloved children.
所以五章一节他说，所以你们要效法神，但是没有停在这里。他继续说，好像蒙爱的儿女一样。
And this is just like what we have in Matthew chapter 6, verse 48.
这就像在马太福音六章四十八节
讲的一样。I'm sorry, chapter 5, verse 48.
对不起，马太福音五章四十八节。
And that verse said, you therefore shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
你们要完全，就像你们天父是完全的一样。
After the Lord gave those the three chapters, how people usually call those three chapters? This is what?
Beatitude.
Beatitude, right. Yeah, Sermon of the Mountain, right?
通常人把这个马太福音五章到七章是称为在山上蒙福的教训。
Actually, to many, make a very good looking, and then it is a wonderful blessing. But actually, many believers, including me, I'm afraid of those three chapters.
这外面看起来这山上蒙福的教训很好，但是作为一个信徒，许多时候我很怕这三章里所讲的事。
And because who can do this?
因为谁做得到呢？
And there are other people to call these three chapters the New Testament Ten Commandments.
也有人称这三章为新约的十诫。
And then, even the Old Testament Ten Commandments, nobody could observe. Therefore, they all knew they need a Savior.
旧约的十诫我们都没有办法遵守了，所以我们需要一个救主。
And when you read these three chapters in the book of Matthew, and especially towards the end, it says we should be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect.
那我们读到马太这三章的时候，特别在末了说，你们要完全像你们天父完全一样。
And the New Testament Ten Commandments is much stricter than the Old Testament Ten Commandments.
这新约的十诫似乎比旧约的十诫更高、更严格。
And but here it says we all need to be perfect. Now who can be perfect?
所以说我们都要完全，谁能做一个完全的人呢？
But we praise the Lord, we have our Heavenly Father.
但是感谢主，我们有我们的天父。
And because we have this Heavenly Father, we have His divine.Life and the divine nature.
因为他是我们的天父，所以我们有他神圣的生命和神圣的性情。
And only those of us who have been regenerated, again, it is not based on our own human life, but it is according to God's divine life, then we can be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect.
所以要做这个完全人是为着我们这些重生的人。而不是根据我们天然的生命。
Now we come back to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们现在回到以弗所书第五章。
And so Paul continued, and there are three words very important in chapter 5.
在第五章有三个非常重要的词。
The first verse, the first word is love.
第一个字是爱。
This is in verse 2.
这是在五章二节。
Let us read verse 2.
我们来读五章二节。
And walk in love, even as Christ also loved us, and gave himself up of us, an offering and a sacrifice
of us. 成为馨香之气。
So, what kind of living should we have?
我们该有怎么样的生活？
In chapter 5, the first thing is love.
在第五章第一件事是爱。
And then the second thing is light.
第二件事是光。
Now this is in verse 8.
这在第八节，你读到这个。
And let us read from verse 8 all the way to verse 13. So again, I cannot...skip any verses.
没有办法跳过一些经节，我们一起读第八节。
So from verse 8 to verse 16. Okay.
第八节到十六
节。Then we read verse 8 together. Then the brother read verse 9. The sister read verse 10. And then we all read verse 16 together.
我们一起读第八节，然后弟兄第九节，姊妹第十节。我们轮流着读。
从前是黑暗，如今在主里面乃是光。行事为人，就要像光的儿女。
For the fruit of the light consists in all godliness and righteousness.
要验证。
对。 sanctified for everything that makes look, therefore, it, evil.
Amen.
Okay, then verse 17 says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
所以不要做愚昧人, 却要明白什么是主的旨意。
And the verse earlier, it says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
16节说要赎回光阴,
因为日子邪恶。 And in other words, we need to live the right kind of living, that is the living in love, and we need to enjoy God's love so we can use His love to love God and to love one another.
所以要过一个正确的生活, 我们要活在爱里, 我们要用神的爱来爱神及爱别人。
And we also need to live in light, not like before we believe in the Lord, we were all in darkness.
我们也需要生活在光中, 不像我们在未信主以前是活在黑暗里。
But we thank the Lord after we have been saved that we have God inside of us and that God is light.
我们信主以后, 主就在我们里面, 主就是光。
And then the third thing is the Spirit.
第三件事就是灵。
And this is in verse 18.
这是在5章18节。
And let's read verse 18 again.
我们一起读5章18节。不要醉酒，醉酒使人放荡，乃要在灵里被充满。
So now we want to cover verse 18 first. Then we'll come back to love and light later.
我要先讲18节，然后我等一下再说到爱与光。
You know, after verse 18, the following verses are very famous.
在18节之后的这些经节是很熟悉的一些经节。
And it says that people usually skip verse 18. They skip verse 18, but we shouldn't skip verse 18.
许多人跳过18节，但是我们不能跳过18节。
And so most people want to start from verse 22. Wives, be subject to your own husband as to the Lord. Then, for a husband is head of the wife. The sisters will not say amen, right?
大部分人喜欢从二十一节、二十二节开始，说妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，然后23节，因为丈夫是妻子的头。我知道姊妹们不会说阿门。But
anyway, it says, and also Christ is the head of the church, and he himself being the savior of the body. Okay,
but as the church is. 他自己乃是身体的救主。
And as the church is subject to Christ, so also let the wives be subject to their husbands in everything.
教会怎样服从基督，妻子也要照样凡事服从丈夫。
Sometimes when the sisters read these few verses, it seems so long. How come it did not finish that soon?
有的时候姊妹读到这些经节，好像觉得这些经节怎么那么长，怎么还没有讲完？
And so then quickly come to verse 25.
很快就跳到25节。
That is, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. Okay, so these are very familiar verses because in most of the weddings, especially the Christians' weddings, and the pastors usually always use these few verses of the wife should obey the husband should love wife.
这些经节很熟悉，因为在许多的婚礼，特别基督徒的婚礼上，牧师总是用这些经节鼓励妻子要顺从丈夫，丈夫要爱妻子。
Does that work?
这个有用吗？
So after many pastors preach all these things, does that work?
许多牧师说了这些话之后，
If it works, it will not be that many divorces.
如果有用的话，我们今天不会有那么多的离婚。
And so, why this just to teach this kind these few verses? Why does it not work?
为什么光是教导这些经节没有用呢？
That is because most of them miss verse 18.
那是因为他们都错过了十八节。
But you have to see that without verse 18, the following verses, none of them would work.
若没有十八节，这跟随来的这几个经节都没有用。
And because here, this is the key for our human relationship.
因为十八节给了我们为人关系的一个钥匙。
And in here in verse 18, it says what? It says we need to be filled in spirit.
十八节说我们要在灵里被充满。
You know, after Adam and Eve fell, after they took the word from Satan and rebelled against God.
当亚当和夏娃堕落之后，当他们接受撒旦的建议而背叛神。
And so at the time, when God charged Adam and Eve to not take the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
当神和亚当和夏娃说不要吃那知识善恶树的果子。
God said, because the day you eat of it, you will be dead.
神说你们吃的那日你就必死。
And Satan came in.
那撒旦就进来。
And Satan said to Adam and Eve.
撒旦和夏当和亚当和夏娃说。
And if you eat that tree of knowledge of good and evil, you may not die.
知识善恶树的果子你不一定会死。
And then, so...Satan said to him, why God did not want you to eat that tree? Because once you eat the tree, and your eyes will be open, and you will understand what is good, what is bad. In other words, Satan tried to make Adam and Eve had big question mark about God's heart.
撒旦对他们说，你们吃了，眼睛就得开，就知道什么是善和恶。换句话说呢，撒旦要他们对神的心打了一个问号。
And but then, so make a long story short, you all know the result. They did not take God's word; they took Satan's word. So they ate the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But after they ate that, did they die?
所以长话短说，他们没有听神的话，他们接受了撒旦的建议，他们吃了那知识善恶树的果子。但他们吃了以后，他们死了吗？
Outwardly speaking, they did not die.
外面来说，他们没有死。
Adam lived another how many years? 900 some years.
亚当又活了900多年。
And so he did not die that day.
他那一天没有死。
Do you think God lied to him?
神是向他撒谎吗？
No.
没有。
Now, in God's eyes, we all know man has three parts, right?
在神眼里，我们都知道，我们人有三部分。
That is the body, the soul, and the spirit.
就是身体、魂和灵。
Now, so far as human beings concerned, we pay most attention to our physical body.
大部分的人都是注重肉身的身体。
But so far as God is concerned, that He paid to Him, most important part is our spirit.
但对神来说，最重要人的。那一部分就是人的灵。
And so on that day when Adam and Eve ate the tree of knowledge of good and evil, even though his physical body did not die at that time, but his spirit became dead.
所以当亚当和夏娃吃了知识善恶树的果子那一日，虽然他们的身体没有死，但是他们的灵却死了。
And so because their spirit became dead, then they the the spirit lost the function of having fellowship with God and all this you know.
对，因着他们的灵死了，他们的灵就失去了与神交通的功能。
And so all the people in the world, all the unbelievers, then their spirit is dead. And before we believe in the Lord, our spirit was also dead.
所以事实上，所有还没有信主的人，他们的灵是死的。我们还没信主之前也是这样，我们的灵是死的。
And because our spirit is dead, therefore we could not understand the things of the kingdom of God.
所以因着我们的灵是死的，我们就没有办法了解神国的事。
And also, we cannot have fellowship with God.
我们也没有办法与神有交通。
But one day, by the Lord's mercy, that we heard the gospel, we received the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior, and once we did this, and not only our sins are forgiven, not only we receive God's the Lord Jesus' work of redemption, and at the same time, our dead spirit become alive.
因着主的怜悯，有一天我们听到了福音，我们接受了主做我们的救主。那我们不仅罪得赦免，我们不仅接受了主赦罪的工作，救赎的工作。在那个时候，我们里面，我们的灵也被点活过来。
Now at the time when our spirit was become alive, that also Jesus as the life-giving spirit entered into our human spirit.
当我们的灵被点活的时候，主耶稣也就是那赐生命的灵，就进到我们人的灵里。
And it is this regenerated spirit, in other words, this is the mingled spirit, we need to be filled in our spirit.
那我们需要在这样的灵里，也就是我们的重生的灵，这个调和的灵里被充满。
And we need to live according to this spirit.
我们需要照着这个灵而活。
And we need to be filled in this spirit.
我们也需要在这个灵里被充满。
And in this regenerated and mingled spirit, we need to enjoy all the riches of Christ.
在这个重生的灵，在这个调和的灵里，我们要来享受基督一切的丰富。
And so, only when this regenerated spirit is filled by God, filled by the Lord, the life-giving spirit.
当我们这重生的灵被主被这个赐生命的灵所充满的时候，
then spontaneously, then all these virtues mentioned in the following verses will be carried out in a very spontaneous way.
那自然而然，在接续下来这几节所说到的美德，就能够从我们身上活出来。
Therefore, we have to pay much attention to verse 18.
所以我们要非常注意的来看十八节。
And because of time, we cannot get into all these details, but I mentioned these things, just hope that after the meeting, when not only you, also including me, and so when we go back home, we need to get into those words again and again.
因着时间，我们没有办法详细进入每一节，但是我希望能够鼓励弟兄姊妹，包括我自己在内，我们回去的时候要好好的进入这些经节。
So in others, we should not just take verse 18 as another doctrine, but we have to actually practice this. That is the be filled in spirit.
我们不能把十八节光是当作道理来听，我们必须要回去来操练，在灵里被充满。
And so then once our spirit is constantly being filled with the Lord Jesus, the life-giving spirit, then spontaneously all the relationship, good relationship between you and other people will be peaceful because you have this God of peace living in your spirit.
当我们的这重生的灵被主这赐生命的灵充满的时候，自然而然我们的人际关系，我们与别人的关系就是平安，就是正常的。
And then now we come back to the first two words.
我们现在回到这一章的前刚刚的另外两件事。
The first is love, another is light.
第一个是爱，第二个是光。
Then can we really, can we manufacture a love inside of us?
我们能够从自己里面产生出爱吗？
No.
没有办法。
Don't try to produce a love.
不要想去产生一个爱出来。
Don't say that you are not able to do this. Even if you produce love, that love is not God's love. That love is your natural love. That does not work.
不要尝试去产生这样的爱。就算你有爱，但那个爱也是你自己的爱，还不是主的爱。
And so the same is the light.
光也是这样。
But then, how could we follow what the Bible says in these in chapter 5, so to be the sons of light and also to live in and to walk in love?
那我们如何能照着圣经这里说做这个光明的儿女，并且在爱中行事为人呢？
Of course, basically still.We have to be filled with the Spirit.
当然，我们还是需要在灵里被充满。
Then how can we be filled in the Spirit?
我们如何在灵里被充满？
Again, we cannot do anything.
我们自己做不到。
Therefore, 1 John chapter 1 is extremely important.
对，约翰一书一章是很重要的一章。
Because this is the chapter talking about fellowship.
这一章是说到交通。
So let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
我们来看约翰一书第一章。
And here you can see that let's read the first three verses again.
我们再来读前三节，约翰一书一章一到三节。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes.
Which we, 我们亲眼所看见过的，我们所注视过，我们的手眼摸过
manifest, and we have seen and testified,
我们也看见过 and, 现在又做见证，将源于父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传于你们，我们将所看见并听见的也传于你们，使你们也可以与我们有交通，而且我们的交通又是与父并与他儿子耶稣基督所有的。
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So these three verses are very precious.
这三节是非常的宝贝。
It does not only tell us concerning the matter of fellowship.
它不仅告诉我们交通的事。
It also revealed to us there are two aspect of the fellowship.
它也给我们启示出交通的两面。
We may call this one aspect is vertical, another aspect is horizontal.
我们可以称这两面为垂直的一面和水平的一面。
Because Apostle John said, we first need to have the fellowship with the triune God.
因为使徒约翰跟我们说，我们必须和三一神有交通。
We need to have a good relationship with the triune God.
我们必须有与三一神有一个好的交通，好的关系。
So this is the vertical fellowship. That is fellowship with the triune God.
这是交通垂直的一面，也就是与三一神的交通。
But not only we need to have this fellowship with the triune God, and we also need to have fellowship with each other.
我们不仅需要与三一神有交通，我们也需要彼此有交通。
And so here, John, Apostle John, not only to testify concerning concerning God, and also it's the end of the life was manifested, and that we have seen and testify and report to you.
所以使徒约翰在这里不仅他与三一神有交通，他也把所看见所听见的传于你们。
And so report to you the eternal life, and which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
将源与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命，传于你们。
So apostles, they because have fellowship with God, so therefore they received not only enjoy the eternal life and also they see God's manifestation, and then they want to fellowship to the other disciples, to other believers, what they have seen.
所以使徒，他们与神有交通，他们也接受了神永远的生命，并且看见了神的显现。他们要把他们所看见、所听到的传给别的门徒。
Therefore, in order for us to have the proper kind of living, that is the kind of living, to build up the church, to have the church life, and so we have to have this kind of fellowship that is both vertical with God and also horizontal with other saints.
所以我们若是要有一个正确的生活来建造教会，我们就必须要有这样与神垂直的交通，而且与信徒这样水平的交通。
And here in verse 5, we have mentioned this verse very often in the past.
第五节我们在过去也常常的读到。
And here it says, God is light.
所以说神是光。
And not only God has life, but God is life.
神不仅有光，神就是光。
In others, light is not the virtue God has, but light is God's attribute.
光不仅是神的一个美德，光就是神的神圣属性。
And why we use these two different words, one is virtue, another is attribute.
我们为什么用这两个不同的字，美德和属性呢？
And we did say this many times in the past. Virtue is just a good thing, a good nature, virtue. But attribute is your being. That virtue becomes a part of your being. And so that is attribute.
美德是你所有的，也许你的一个好的性情，但是属性就是你这个人的所事。
So with God, all His wonderful virtues are His attributes.
对神来说，所有他一切的美德都是根据他神圣的所事。
And so we praise the Lord. So today, you don't need to go to anywhere else to look for those kind of virtues.
所以今天我们不需要到别地方去找这些美德。
And I don't think you need to buy many how-to books.
你也不需要去买一些很多如何这样子做、如何那样子做的书。
How to be good father, how to be good husband, how to be good wife.
如何做好丈夫、如何做好妻子。
It will not work.
这些都没有用。
And but what will work?
什么有用呢？
To be filled with the Spirit.
我们必须在灵里被充满。
And in order for us to be filled with the Spirit, we need to have fellowship with God and with one another.
我们若要在灵里被充满，我们就必须和神有交通，彼此有交通。
And because God is light.
因为神是光。
So once you contact God, you contact light.
当你接触了神，你就接触到光。
And so verse 5 says God is light.
所以约翰一书一章五节说神就是光。
Then we jump to verse 7.
我们跳到第七节。
And verse 7 says, Beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment. Is that right? No, I'm sorry. I got the wrong chapters. So verse 7, it says, But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from every sin. So then here, you see that when we walk in the light, because God is in the light, and we will have fellowship with one another.
我们若在光中行，如同神在光中，我们就彼此有交通。
And then, right away it says that and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from every sin.
但是马上这节就说，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
And so here, for many years, I thought, what kind of fellowship is this?Is that vertical or is that horizontal?
这在过去我就常常在想，这样的交通是什么样的交通？是垂直的呢，还是水平的交通？
for years, I thought it's vertical, right?
在过去我以为是垂直的交通。
Because it says that we are in the light as he, that he is capital letter he.
因为我们若在光中行，如同神在光中。
But it did not say 神, it says he.
他是说他, 他。
那个他是大写的他不是小写
对在英文这他在光中这他是大写的他
Again, concerning this, the English language is much better than the Chinese language.
在这一节来说英语英文的圣经比中文的清楚
Because in Chinese does not have capital letter or
regular letter. 中文没有大写小写的分别
And so here it says when we are in the light as him is in the light. He is in the light.
我们若在光中行，如同他在光中，这是大写的。
That is a capital letter he.
大写的他。
And then, so I always thought that is vertical.
我一直想说，这是指我们垂直的交通。
But later, I realized, no, it's not.
但是后来我发现，不仅是
Because it says, then, we have, okay, it says,If we walk in the light as he, capital letter, he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
我们若在光中行，如同他在光中，就彼此有交通。
Yeah, this he, as I said earlier, is capital letter he, so definitely it is the vertical.
所以这个他在大写的他，所以这个是垂直的交通。
But,Then, later I discovered that then it says, we have fellowship with one another, and that one another is all small letter, it's not capital letter.
但是这里他说就彼此有交通，这个彼此在英文是都是小写的。
So therefore, this verse 7 actually has...Both the vertical fellowship and also the horizontal fellowship.
所以这第七节，它包括了我们跟神垂直的交通，还有水平的交通。
Why I want to spend time to talk about this?
为什么我要花时间说到这件事呢？
It is not. I have no interest in the doctrine. I'm only trying to.Fellowship with you concerning our subjective experience.
我不是光在这里讲这个道理，但是我想要带我们进到实际的经历里。
So I don't know what is your experience, but my experience was when I had the vertical fellowship with God, because God is light. So when I have fellowship with Him, and His light will shine upon me.
我的经历就是当我和神有垂直的交通，因为神就是光，那他在这样的交通里，他就要光照我。
And so, it's very easy for me just to confess my sin to God, and because, he like in verse 9, as if you confess your sins, and He is again, He is capital letter that God is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and.To cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以在这样的交通里，我们很容易的向主认罪。就像第九节说，我们若认自己的罪，他是信实的，这个他是大写的他，必要并是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
So when we spend time to fellowship with God, and so God will shine upon us and will remind us that.This thing we did certain day and we did not deal with it and that thing you did this and so then it's easy for us to confess things to God because no one else is around, right?
所以当我们和神花时间和神交通的时候他就要光照我们使我们想到某天我们做了某件事是他不喜悦的所以我们因着我们与神有这样子单独的交通我们就很容易跟神认罪、嗯
But here in verse 7, not only you have capital letter he, but you have small letter one another.
那在第七节，我们不仅有这个大写的他在光中，我们也有小写的彼此有交通。
And therefore, to me, sometimes that was the very difficult.
对我来说，这不太容易。
In others, if God shines His light upon me, it's easy for me to confess. If God used another brother or sister come to rebuke me or to point out my problem, and then it's not that easy for me to accept.
我在跟神的交通里，我很容易直接的跟神认罪。但是若是有弟兄，或是若是主用一些弟兄来责备我，或者指出我的不是，那我是有的时候不是那么容易接受。
And so what should I do?
那我该怎么办呢？
And then we have to take our cross.
我们必须要来背十字架。
And so actually we have to come back to verse 7.
我们必须回到第七节。
That is after we receive the light.
我们接受光之后，
but you have to see that if God used another brother, sometimes even a sister, and to expose our weakness or something we did wrong, and so we have to receive this light from God.
神若是用一个弟兄或姊妹来指出我们的不是，或者暴露我们的软弱，我们必须要从神来接受这样子的光照。
And therefore.We have to confess our sins, but one thing you have to be very careful, that is, you do not confess your sin to other people. You need to confess your sin to the one that you offended or you wronged.
我们必须要认罪，但是我们要小心，不要去向别人认罪。我们必须向那我们对不起的那个弟兄或是姊妹，我们要向他
So, because in the past I saw people try to confess their sins and confess to the ones has nothing to do with this, and that is not helpful. And sometimes, especially some of the young ones, they at the time when they want to learn the experience of sin, how to deal with sin, and then some of the young ones sometimes even boast, oh, you see, my sin is more serious than your sin, and so now I dare with it. No, it's not a glorious thing, it's a shameful thing.
所以我们要小心，当我们认罪的时候，不要去到处的宣传，特别是年轻人，有的时候我看见一些年轻人，他们在那里甚至有点夸口，我的罪比你的罪更严重，但是我认罪了，主也赦免我了。我们不能这样做，我们要小心。
So, when we offend any person, at the same time we offend God.
我们若得罪了别人，同时我们也得罪了神。
So we should always confess to God.
所以我们第一都必须要向神认罪。
Then we also need to receive the help from the saints, and also, if it is necessary, also need to deal with this and confess to the saints.
所以我们第一向神认罪，然后我们接受了弟兄姊妹的帮助，我们也需要向别人认罪。
And therefore, this way we can really be the sons of light, and also we can really have the love towards God, and also love towards each other.
这样子我们才能做光明的儿女，并且我们在我们向着神有爱，也是彼此相爱。
So when you have the both vertical and horizontal fellowship, then you experience the reality of the cleansing of our Lord Jesus Christ's blood.
所以当你有这个垂直和水平的交通，你就能够经历神儿子耶稣的血洗净你一切的罪。
And when you are washed by the blood, then you will enjoy the fresh anointing.
当你蒙了血的洁净，你就能够经历主膏油的涂抹。
And that's why we also read First John chapter 2 verse 27. And this inner anointing,
这个里面膏油的涂抹,
and you can use the word anointing, you also can use the word the peace of Christ.
你可以用膏油涂抹这个字，你也可以用基督的平安。
And this way that you not only enjoy the peace, you also let the life of God, the divine life, and increase inside of you.
不仅享受这样基督的平安，你也让神的生命在你里面长大，增长。
This is how we can grow in life, and this is how the church can be built up.
这是如何我们能够在生命里有长进，也是教会如何能够被建造起来。
So I will stop here, and because these are the things touch me the most, and I left many other riches in this chapter. Now it's your time to share. Okay.
我就停在这里，这一章非常的丰富，所以我也让弟兄姊妹有机会能够分享。
Especially the two kind of washing, washing by the blood and washed by the water in the word.
这两种的洁净，一个被宝血的洁净，还有被主化中的水来洗涤的。
And so you have a lot to share. Okay.
你们有很多可以分享。
So the brothers can set up the microphones on the aisles here. We will stay together for the prophesying, and. We have a couple of announcements before we start to share what we've enjoyed. Amen. Today is the deadline to register for the 2013 Chinese Speaking Spring Conference, which will be held in the church in Franklin, New Jersey, from May 3rd through the 5th, 2013. So May 3rd through the 5th.
所以今天我们就留在一起，我们可以有分享。愿意分享的弟兄姊妹可以来到这个麦克风前面。那我们有一些报告。华语的春季特会是5月3号到5号在 New Jersey 的 Franklin 教会举行。那今天是报名截止的日期。
I think the registration sheets are on that.
报名的资料在这个柜台上可以去拿。
Also, we'd like to remind the saints the summer training in Anaheim, the deadline for the summer training that will be on the book of Genesis is May 1st. Also, the registration sheets for both the live training and the video are on the counter in the service office.
好，在夏季训练在 Anaheim 举行，他报名截止的日期是5月1号。同样，这个资料在这个柜台上，弟兄姊妹可以去拿。
And we want to remind the saints to pick up their morning watch sheets for next week. We will finish chapter 6 of Ephesians in the way of review.
好，提醒弟兄姊妹拿晨更经节，这一周我们会读到以弗所书六章。好，我们再复习以弗所书六章。
So now we want to encourage the saints to come to prophesy in whatever language is good for you, and if there is the need, we'll have some summarized translation.
所以现在弟兄姊妹就可以来分享，用你各种的语言都可以。
We'll try to end the meeting at 12:45. The younger children will be fed now, so then we can have lunch together at the end, and we'll give you instructions about that at the end.
我们聚会应该是在12:45结束，年幼的小孩已经吃过饭了，等一下我们可以一起有一些中餐，一起有更多的交通。Amen.